Dillon Brothers has the best selection of new and used bikes in the heartland. What are you waiting for? They've got the bike. Make 2017 the year you grab your freedom. Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's
ride. This is Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
Let's say you are doing Vegas with the fellas one weekend and you run into Mark Cuban. He says he will give you $1 million tax-free, or you can flip a coin to win $50 million.
I would, and I think this is maybe a window into the psychology of how you're wired. I'm the type of guy that likes to take the sure thing. $50 million, you're done. You're done. Your kids are done. Your kids' kids are done. So the opportunity to change your family's fortune for generations to come in a 50-50 proposition is tempting. But imagine you go heads, it's like tails, and you're like, I had $1 million and I walked away from it.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Can the state of Nebraska simultaneously, can 80,000 people go to a game on Saturday and then 80,000 people go to a game, 50,000, 60,000 people go to a game on Sunday? I don't know. And my thing is, 90% of the time, you think you choose the NFL team because the NFL is the most popular sport in our country. But I think people in this state, it's been ingrained in our culture for so many years to choose Nebraska over everything else that I don't necessarily see that changing. And so I do agree with you. I mean, look at how Creighton draws. Now imagine that being an NBA team.
Only on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com and the 1620 The Zone app.
Ryan McGee, SEC Network.
What I say all the time is my favorite event to cover are College World Series. I love the Indianapolis 500. I love the events where you can't separate the event from the town. To me, that's it. I mean, that's why I wrote a book about it, because it's just, to me, it's, you can't say Omaha to anyone without them immediately thinking about the College World Series and vice versa. And so I remember when they were making the move away from Rosenblatt, and I was talking to Mike Martin at Florida State about it. And Mike Martin said, listen, he goes, no one loves Rosenblatt more than I do. He goes, but at the end of the day, he goes, it's always been about Omaha. He goes, we say it's the road to Omaha. It's, you know, the goal is to get to Omaha. So part of why I love it, and the history of it, and the history of the town, the intertime, and the history of the event. And if you're there for the whole week and a half, 2 weeks, it's work, but it's not really work.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh.
Remember we were in Montreal and the bacon?
Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. CWS in the books. Congratulations to the Florida Gators. Wheels fell off a little bit for LSU in the bottom of the eighth. It was enough to push Florida over the top. So pretty impressive what Florida has been able to do, and they are your national champs. Wide open this hour. Got three and out. Got a crossover. Got some other things I want to tackle. It's been trickling out day by day here in the world of sports media with Fox's decision to go away from written content on their website and basically go all in on video content. So written content gone on FoxSports.com. And their website from here on out is, at least as of right now, is going to be all videos. Certainly an interesting move that on the surface, you go, what? But I can understand it in some ways. Because hear me out, and I'm sure I'm just like you in a lot of ways. I'm a fan of sports. Every day I go online and I consume my sports, or I scour the internet for different things. You know what? I work for Fox Sports One. You know what? Website I never go to is FoxSports.com. Never. FoxSports.com just was never top of mind for written content. To me, FoxSports.com never really gained any real traction there. So my guess is the higher-ups at Fox just decided, rather than invest more in something that we just, for decades, have not been able to really gain any traction on, let's punt. Let's go in a different direction and at least try to be different or go somewhere else in this space that we feel like we can be really good at. I think a part of them felt like we're never going to beat ESPN.com for written content. This is not going to happen. And I can wrap my mind around that. Like, if I'm sitting in a big office and a suit comes in and throws that out there, I wouldn't be like, ridiculous. I wouldn't necessarily think that's ridiculous. Because a part of being a good business, a good CEO, is twofold. Number one, you have to know when to punt on an idea. You have to know when to punt. When something's not working, even on a much smaller scale, Corey and I may try a segment or something like that. You have to know when it's like, yeah, this segment is not working. Let's try something else. Like, what you have to know. That's necessarily bad. I mean, you got to know that. The other part is you to a certain extent, especially when you're in a big entity like Fox, you have to be able to predict the future a bit. You have to be proactive, not reactive. You got to anticipate the market and the consumer habits. And we're in an interesting time for sports and media and how we're going to consume movies, music, television, all those things. Like, we're in an interesting time. It's interesting to see what's happened in the last couple of days. I remember last summer, last August, I flew out to Los Angeles and met with a whole bunch of people with Fox. And one of the individuals I met was there, basically Fox's head of their digital department. Their digital studios and offices are in a different place than their TV studios, and I went and met with them and talked to them for a while. And this was last August. The head of their digital web content told me that what pops digitally right now is 60 to 90 second videos online. That's what really gets traction. So, you know, in some ways, hearing that, thinking back to that conversation I had, and then seeing what they're doing with slashing and cutting written content and going all in on videos, in some ways doesn't surprise me, you know? Because, I don't know, I enjoy both. I really like a good, thoughtful, insightful, well-written piece online, on the web. I also enjoy a well-done, interesting video. But what is really fascinating is when all of a sudden you just stop and let the dust settle from the past 2 months, what have we seen in sports media? We've seen a whole bunch of writers and reporters getting axed. Remember the big ESPN layoffs that took place a couple of months ago? A month and a half ago, whatever it was? The vast majority of those layoffs at ESPN were reporters and writers. And then in another network with Fox, they just laid off all of their writers for their digital website. I don't know, man. I think that's a sign of potentially where we're headed with sports media. Less and less old school journalism of writing and reporting, more multidimensional people with coverage of videos, podcasting, all that. The reality of it is now is like you can't be one thing. You have to be able to podcast and do videos and like it's if you're just a writer, it's hard right now.
The thing about this that's interesting, because I totally agree with what you just said, but Fox Sports laid off Stuart Mandel.
Yep.
Stuart Mandel was doing multiple things.
I know.
I mean, he was writing and
podcasting.
He did one of the best college football podcasts there are out there with Bruce Feldman and the
right.
Audible. And that's, I mean, they said on last night's podcast that they'll try to do it in some other form. But as far as like the Audible and Fox Sports, they're done. So, I mean, that's where I don't get it because, I mean, what does Fox want? I mean, does Mandel need to do even more things? Because I don't know, in my book, I felt like he was doing a lot already.
But I think they must look at, again, there has to be a reason monetarily why these decisions are being made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think clearly people are looking at the bottom line and saying written content, they made a decision collectively as a company. It's like written content's all got to go. And unfortunately, Stuart Mandel falls under that umbrella. I think it's crazy to think a guy like Stuart Mandel right now doesn't have a home in terms of covering college football. But that's kind of just where it's at.
See, and maybe it's got to be something like you have to help us out on like our broadcasts as well, as because look, Bruce Feldman is still employed by Fox, but he's going to be working the sidelines
right
during games next football season.
So I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean these big companies, they just follow the consumers with these things. You know what I mean? Like that they see what gets traction, what pops online, and what the consumer likes, and then they act accordingly. And I think clearly they are seeing a trend in writing and reporting down video content up. Or at the very least, the return on the investment for writers just isn't worth the investment. They're not getting a return there. And so, I was listening to Gary and Damon talk about this and just, you know, how are you going to promote the Big Ten now? You don't have a home online for written content. I just think Fox is banking on that the way they're going to push the league and push their content is all through videos. Because right now, if you were to go to foxsports.com, it's all just videos. And the one thing I will say is the good thing about videos is it allows you to cross-promote your big investments, which are your TV shows. You know, that's where Fox's investments are. Their big investments are in the debate shows and then in live, like, you know, you got Big East basketball, Big Ten basketball, Big Ten football, the Big 12 football. Like, those are their big investments. You can push out a 90-second clip of Skip Bayless ranting on something. You can, and so as disheartening as it may seem, because we like guys like Stuart Mandel, there are elements of this decision from a big picture standpoint that I can understand.
And I think the more, and I say this because a lot of those like 60-second, 90-second clips that we see, a lot of, like, if you were to expand a tweet that was sent out on, it's almost all, like, especially if it's Bayless, almost all the reaction is negative. It's all negative. But to Fox, I don't think they care very much if it's negative or positive because it's still getting a reaction.
People are watching it.
Now, people aren't watching the show itself, but they're clicking on those videos and they're getting those bite-sized pieces.
One thing on Twitter, the one thing I will hand Fox is they are the best at pushing out digestible, quick videos that promote their shows. They're really good at that. And so what I think is going to happen is instead of a written piece from Stuart Mandel, my weekend takeaways from the Big Ten football, I think what you're going to get is you're going to get like Joel Klatt and Matt Leinart on a video talking about it.
See, I think selfishly, that's going to make our jobs harder, in my opinion.
Because, yeah, but we rely a ton on written content creating ideas. But I think, again, there has to be these types of decisions are made with lots of thought behind them. And I just think it's interesting. You have one of the two biggest media entities, arguably the two biggest, ESPN and Fox. What's the one thing they have been either eliminated or been cutting? Writers and reporters. And you can sit there and get upset at Fox and ESPN that this is a war against journalism and writing, but here's the thing. They're only going to do what you tell them to do. And what you're telling them to do is based on what you consume. Clearly, you can sit there and say, I loved reading Mandel's pieces. Well, apparently a lot of people didn't. I loved reading, insert ESPN report. Well, apparently a lot of people didn't. Or at least the return on the investment wasn't where it needed to be.
That's the thing. Like, I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy when it comes to like outrage over these writers and reporters being let go. Because, like, yeah, you can say how much you love Mandel. And trust me, like, I didn't read much of Mandel, like it wasn't an appointment reading. Now his podcast, I listen to that at least once a week. But like with some right, like especially with the ESPN layoffs, you'd be like, I can't believe it. This guy put out the great, yes. greatest content in the world. It's like, do you really read him religiously? Do you really?
Yeah, I just think
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, and I just that's the thing. It's ultimately. There's a lot of thought that goes into what pops digitally.
It's not like they put names in a hat.
No. And clearly, I mean, again, the conversation I had in Los Angeles with the guys that were in charge, was what they were telling me that last year, videos, video content. Videos is what's popping right now. That's what's getting really good traction online. So I just think it's interesting. So that's my guess is like next year when instead of it was a crazy weekend in the Big Ten West. Instead of reading a column on it, I just think you're going to get a handful of different talking heads talking about it.
And yeah, I can remember Mandel's. Remember Mandel's, because we talked about it for, I think, like a couple days. Like Mandel's, like kings knights, and, yeah. barons.
Yep.
Like instead of having a written piece where he lists out those teams, it's going to be, all right, let's move to the Barons.
Yeah.
And it's going to have like a graphic of, okay, it's Nebraska, yep. it's Iowa, yep. it's Penn State or whatever.
That's exactly what it's going to be. And so there's going to be a home for content. It's just going to be how it's pushed out. It's going to be different. And therefore how you consume it's going to be slightly different. But it's going to be there. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. And when we come back, crossover time. Or crossover time. Three and out time.
Get in here, Johnny Dash.
Get in here, guys. Get our three and out game right with Corey. We come back.